1333 HW to start your message, and give us a call 0845 300 8181 on where the line falls between freedom of speech and causing offence and distress.
Yeah, because a teenager from Worcester who was given a 6-week suspended sentence after making offensive comments about the missing 5-year-old April Jones has apologised. Sam Busby from McIntyre Road in St John's made the comments on Facebook about April, who was abducted from her home in Mahuntlas last month. One Bromsgrove family know only too well the effects of posting unpleasant comments online. Offensive messages were posted on Natasha McBride's Facebook tribute page after the 15-year-old took her own life. The man behind the posts was convicted. Andrew McBride is her father. I spoke to him earlier, and he told me what effect reading those comments had on his family.
We thought that in some way this person who was putting these comments and these disgraceful images up was maybe in part responsible for Tash taking her own life. So obviously that caused immense distress to us. We thought maybe that they'd been bullying her online before she took her life. It was very upsetting and stressful, not just obviously for myself and the family, but all of her friends who also went on the tribute page.
Was it them who alerted you to it, or did you happen to be on the page and see it?
It was my son who first alerted me. He went onto the tribute page and saw all these images that were being posted. I was extremely shocked by it all, and it went from there, really.
How old's your son?
He's 19 now.
Right, okay. So the perpetrator was eventually traced. Sean Duffy, he was convicted. Did it help bringing somebody to book for it?
Yes, it did. It did help. I mean, in the knowledge that a person is actually unknown to us, and they just do it as they see for a laugh and to get a reaction, the fact that they actually got caught and sentenced, from our point of view, was some justice. You have to be accountable, really, for what you say, for the distress that it causes to victims. It's not as anonymous as you think.
Well, the young lad in the April Jones case, Sam Busby, he's 18. He got a suspended 6-week sentence for making some horrific comments about little April. Would you say that's justified?
I think the sentence is quite lenient, personally, but it really depends on what comments he put and the extent of grief that he was causing.
Well, Sam Busby's also apologised as well, profusely, saying that he knows that the comments were stupid and wrong. Did you ever get an apology from Sean Duffy?
Not a personal apology. I got it third party. They wanted to contact his family, I believe, wanted to contact me. But, I never actually spoke to them.
Would you accept a personal apology in the future?
Not really, no. No, I think just by apologising, it doesn't really answer the problem. People should be aware of what they do. You know, they wouldn't have done it if they said it to your face.
And how's the family coping now?
We're coping okay. Obviously, you know, it never goes away. You know, the images, there was a lot of publicity following Tasha's death. All the images that were posted on the internet, unfortunately, then got published onto the media. We still see, you know, I still see images that were posted every day. It's with me. But we cope. You know, you have to carry on.
That's Andrew McBride. Now, Robert Sharp is from English Pen, an organisation that supports freedom of speech. Robert, welcome to the programme this morning. Big question, does the right to freedom of speech include the right to be offensive?
Absolutely. It's embedded in the right to freedom of speech that we sometimes say the things that other people don't want to hear. And I think George Orwell said that the right to freedom of speech without being offensive is meaningless. We often deal with people who are speaking truth to power, being satirists, and they often have to be offensive to get their message across.
Isn't there a line in the sand here, though? We're talking about a missing 5-year-old girl here, that she's obviously gone missing in very difficult and horrible circumstances for the family, and there's a fellow who's posting it on Facebook. Okay, I hear about your right to freedom of speech, but the line has been crossed, hasn't it, on this one?
Well, the problem is that when you do put the line with the word offence and say that something offensive is the criteria for conviction, where you get the law involved and prosecution involved, then lots of other things get pushed over that line as well. I mean, think of literature like the Satanic Verses or Lady Chatterley. They were considered offensive in their time, and good ideas like Votes for Women were also considered offensive. So you make a law to shut up someone like Sam Busby, and it also might shut up those good ideas in politics and art as
but
well.
But the laws are made ultimately by the people, aren't they?
Indeed, and enforced by the police, and this is the other problem with the word offence is when the law becomes just about that very subjective criteria, it does give the power of censorship to people who might have an ideological agenda. So in the past year, we've seen the English Defence League hound a Muslim lad in Leeds because he was mouthing off on Facebook about British soldiers. And religions can also use it to suppress criticism or blasphemy, which they shouldn't be able to do. So, of course, you know, an organisation like PEN will condemn what this person, Sam Busby, has done, and we wish we wouldn't say it. But saying that he shouldn't have said it is slightly different from saying that there should be a law against people posting these offensive messages. If that's the only criteria,
should he have been standing in the dock, Robert?
I don't think so. I think the way to deal with people like this isn't through legal sanctions, through the magistrates' court. It's through social sanctions. Free speech means no one gets to have the last word. It's not if we have a law of free speech, a right to free speech in this country, it does mean that people like Sam Busby should be allowed to post a joke, however offensive it is. But there's nothing to stop the rest of us standing up and criticising him, saying that he's unpleasant or whatever, and shame him in public without getting the courts involved. A little bit of political correctness, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, we'll leave it there. That's a fascinating place, I think, to leave it, actually. Robert Sharp from English PEN. Maybe you've got something to add to that on the text this morning. 81333 HW to start your message. English PEN supports freedom of speech, as you're hearing. If you're calling us, it's 08453008181. Be good to get some input from you on that one this morning. As Margaret wrote to us earlier on the show, posting on Facebook is fun, but how anyone can think a small child disappearing is a suitable topic for ridicule is beyond me. At 18, one would have hoped for a greater grasp on reality. But as Robert was saying there, maybe some form of humiliation or some sort of public holding to account as opposed to the law.
You do have that in some cases, yeah, particularly on Twitter, if people make comments that, you know, thought to be particularly offensive. There are a whole load of people who follow that person that's being ridiculed that will come down like a ton of bricks. On the one person who's being just a bit stupid.
That sort of interesting self-policing argument that's going on in terms of that for people that use that social media, but maybe also the fact that, if you like, because there's been such an explosion in the likes of Twitter and Facebook, that really the law and how we handle matters of the law haven't sort of kept pace with the technology.
Sure.
Well, interesting debate around it. 14 minutes after 7.
Howard and Tony at breakfast.
BBC Hereford and Worcester.